This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, I want to start today's khutbah by asking a question. Everyone, reflect on the answer and answer within yourselves. How many Ramadans have you fasted? And when you look at the age gaps between us, some of us might answer 10 Ramadans, 20, 30, 40, or even more, mashallah. But the real significant and important question that we need to ask ourselves is, what is the change that all of these Ramadans has had on us? What change? How has these Ramadans, all of these Ramadans that I've fasted, how have they helped me to become a better Muslim? How have they helped me to change, to become a better person? Because the sad reality is that most Muslims do not truly benefit from Ramadan. Sahih, it's correct. There could be some reward, some sins forgiven. But what's really significant is that Ramadan causes a change in our life. And that's why the scholars, they said that one of the signs that your Ramadan has been accepted from Allah and that your Ramadan has been a success is that you continue to improve and continue to act upon what you were doing in Ramadan. Eight, that there was positive change in Ramadan. We often get asked, how can we change? We know we need to change to become better Muslims, to become better individuals. In all of our aspects in life, we should constantly try to improve and become better as Muslims. But where does it start? He was, I want to change. I want to be better. What do I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That indeed Allah does not change the situation of people until they change the situation of themselves first. It has to start from within. The change starts with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, إِن تَنْصُرَ اللَّهُ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. That if you support Allah, Allah will support you. When you strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something amazing happens. And we'll share with you an amazing ayah about this at the end of the khutbah, inshallah ta'ala. Ramadan is the perfect opportunity for each one of us to sit and reflect and look at his situation. Where am I and where do I need to go? And no one knows you better than you know yourself. Ramadan is the unique and perfect opportunity for change. When you look at the opportunities that we have, in Ramadan, we're entering into a spiritual boot camp. A training session, a 29 or 30 day training session. All of the major and successful companies around the world, they make sure that their employees go through continuous training all throughout the year, whether it be 100 hours a year or 200 hours a year. In Ramadan, you're going through a 720-hour training session. And people might ask, how is that? In 24 hours a day, I'm training in Ramadan? Yes, because everything you do, you're focusing on your ibadah and how to benefit from Ramadan. Even when you sleep, subhanAllah. The teachings of Islam teach us that even our sleep is ibadah. If you have the proper intention, when you go to sleep, it's ibadah. That's why Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he used to say that he would have the niyyah for his nawm, for his sleep. احتسب نومتي كما احتسب قومتي. That I have the niyyah to get the reward from my sleep, just as I have the intention to get the reward from when I get up. And in Ramadan, the sleep that we sleep because we want to be able to fast and have strength during our fast, and we want to be able to read the Quran and make sure we pray Tarawih. We need to have the strength to be able to do it. So even our sleep is training us to put benefit and barakah in the sleep that we have. Alhamdulillah. When you look at Ramadan, Ramadan, and we said it was a boot camp or a training session. What's meant by that? The companies that send you to train, what is the objective? And this is very famous. A company might send you out to another country for 30 days to train. What is the objective of your company when you come back? Do they want you to be the same employee that left after they spent the money and the ticket and the accommodation and paid for the course, and they send you overseas and you come back and you're the same employee? It was useless. The same thing in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this training session in order for us to change and to become better. When you look at Ramadan, one of the things that it's training us to do when it comes to change, we're making the niyyah to do something and we do it every single day. The niyyah to fast, the niyyah to get up for suhoor, the niyyah to go to the masjid 5 times a day, the intention to make sure we break our fast on time, that we do this, we do that, and that we leave this and we leave that. All of these things, we intend to do them in Ramadan, and we do them. Whereas many of the things we claim that we want to do outside of Ramadan, we never do them. So Ramadan is teaching us to have strong determination. And this is what Islam wants from the Muslim, is to be strong, to be determined and strong when he makes his decisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that if you make a decision, then rely upon Allah. Just do it, start. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from the dua that he used to make, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amri was'aluka azimata rushd. He would say, oh Allah, I ask you steadfastness in all of my affairs, and I ask you determination to show me to the right path. You have to have the desire and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you be determinated. And Ramadan is teaching that you can do it. And that's one of the things Ramadan is training us to do, is to leave your comfort zone. To leave the things that you become accustomed to. In Ramadan, you leave food and drink. Who doesn't love food to eat and drink? Some of us too much, unfortunately. But in Ramadan, we prove to ourselves that we can leave this. And this is something amazing about Ramadan, when we talk about leaving that which is haram. And how people always say, make dua for me, ya Shaykh, I want to make tawbah, but I'm finding difficulty. SubhanAllah. In Ramadan, you're leaving that which is halal. You're leaving that which is halal for you in Ramadan. And that proves to you that you can leave that which is haram outside of Ramadan as well. Alhamdulillah. And many of the haram things, people leave it in Ramadan. That also proves to you that you can leave it outside of Ramadan. I remember in Ireland, my jiu-jitsu coach, who was a non-Muslim, when he learned about Ramadan and what we do, we're fasting for 19 hours a day in Ramadan and in Ireland. And he heard how we fast and what we do, and he would see sometimes that we work out as we're fasting. He said, this is amazing. He said, it's amazing. He said, it proves to you that you can do anything that you want. This is the power of Ramadan. It proves to you that you are a champion. You can do anything. You left food and water for 19 hours or 16 hours here, wherever country you're in. It shows you the capability that you have as a human being. And this should transform into your religious affairs and into your worldly affairs as well. How much positive change you can make in your life. Ramadan is teaching us to organize our time. Many times outside of Ramadan, people complain when they want to practice their religion. They're too busy with work, too busy with family, too busy with this. So they don't find time to devote themselves religiously. Ramadan teaches us and trains us that we have the ability to do it. Alhamdulillah, we focus on our ibadah, on our prayers, on our fasting, on our recitation of the Quran, on giving sadaqah, on doing this good deed and that good deed. At the same time, we find time for our social obligations, for our family and for our friends and for our community. At the same time, we go to work every day like we do outside of Ramadan. This teaches us that if we really have the azimah, we have the determination that we can organize our times even outside of Ramadan as well. Ramadan trains us to leave the bad habits that we have. Whether it be talking ill about others, saying bad things about others, using bad language, looking at that which is haram, listening to that which is haram. In Ramadan, we leave it. Say, astaghfirullah, I'm fasting. This is training you that you can do it any time throughout the year as well. Many of our brothers who have been afflicted with smoking and they want to quit, they always say, make dua, I want to quit. He said, but I can't, I'm addicted. In Ramadan, he leaves for 16 hours a day. Alhamdulillah, you left it for more than half of the day. That proves to you that you can do it all of the time. Alhamdulillah. Ramadan is a training session, my dear brothers and sisters. A blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're never going to find a better opportunity than Ramadan. If you really want to change to be better in all aspects of your life, you're not going to find a better time than Ramadan. Everyone is fasting. Everyone is reading more Quran. Everyone is giving sadaqah around you. Everyone is going to the masjid. Everyone is praying tarawih. The shayateen have been shackled. The doors of Jannah have been opened. And the doors of the hellfire have been closed. All of this is happening in Ramadan. Therefore, you will never find a better opportunity to change than in Ramadan. If you want to make tawbah, you want to repent to Allah, this is the month of tawbah. This is the best opportunity that you'll ever have. You'll never have an environment to make tawbah like you will in Ramadan. If you want to have other people who you have problems with forgive you, their hearts are clean in Ramadan. This is the opportunity. If you want to resolve conflicts that you have, this is the time to do it. When you look at making tawbah and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ramadan is a unique opportunity. And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us an opportunity, an amazing opportunity. And this opportunity is not just in Ramadan, it's any time during the year when you truly repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there's something unique in Ramadan. There's something unique about this opportunity and something special that happens only in Ramadan. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَآمَنُوا وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except for those who repent and they have true iman and they do good deeds. These are the three conditions. What's going to happen when these three conditions are met? And before I mention the rest of the ayah, I want you to reflect on what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Ramadan and how we get the great reward for fasting and praying in Ramadan. He said that whoever does it imanan wa ihtisaban. Whoever does it through his iman and through his ihtisab, that he wants the reward. And anyone who wants something in life, what do? They work for it and they strive for it. So these are the conditions in order for you to have your sins forgiven in Ramadan. As mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you fast and you pray out of iman, out of your faith and out of ihtisab, wanting the reward and striving for it during the month. In this verse in Surah Al-Furqan, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَآمَنُوا وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except for those who make tawbah, they repent to Allah, and they have iman, and they do good deeds. And this is the month of iman. This is the month of iman and the month of good deeds. The environment that you're in now, you're never going to find this opportunity to make tawbah like this. This is the perfect time. What happens to the people who make tawbah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Then Allah will turn all of their bad deeds into good deeds. Subhanallah. All of the sins that we've done throughout the years, if we truly repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will turn them all into good deeds for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from those who repent to Him in this blessed month. And make us from those who Allah accepts the tawbah from them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brothers and sisters, the question comes when someone wants to change, what are the practical steps that I need to take? And there are many things that we need to do. But today I want to mention four or five things that if we do them, at least it's going to help us start and to get on the path. The first thing is, you have to want it. It has to come from within. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That indeed Allah does not change the situation of the people until they change the situation of themselves. It has to start from within. You have to start. You have to want it. You have to have that burning desire to change, to become better. And then you have to set clear objectives, clear goals. What is it that you want to accomplish? And I'm talking, and I always say in my lectures, in my khutbahs, that we want from this ummah, from our nation of Muslims. We don't want just better Muslims religiously. We want better Muslims in all aspects of life. And your careers, and your family lives, and your health, and everything. So no matter what it is that you want to do, you want to change. It's the same steps. It starts from within, and then you have clear goals and objectives. How am I going to do it? What is my plan? Put the map in front of you. What is it that I want to do, and how am I going to do it to reach my objectives? Once you have the plan, you have the desire from within, then you need to just start. Stop waiting. Stop doing the tasweef. I'll do it later. I'll do it next month after Ramadan, the last 10 days. We have to realize that this time may never come. Allah said in the verse, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That if you make the decision, put your trust in Allah, just do it, just start. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us, وَاسْتَعِينْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. Seek Allah's assistance and don't give up. Work for it, strive for it, just start. Always tell the brothers that perhaps one of the greatest slogans for any company and the days that we live in is what Nike says. When they say, just do it. You want to get in shape, just do it, just start. You want to become a better Muslim, just start, just do it. And this is what these ayat and these hadith I'm mentioning, it's what it's talking about. Just do it, just start. This is the third step. After that, you have to surround yourself with those who are on the same mission as you. Those who have the same objectives of you. Those who want to reach Jannah. If you want to be on the straight path, you want Allah to forgive you, you want to stay firm on that path, you have to surround yourself with those who are on the same mission, with the same objectives. And that's why we read every Friday in Surah Al-Kahf, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. To make yourself patient with those who make dua to Allah night and day. They want the countenance of Allah. You have to have your friends close to you, those who are on the same mission. If you want to get in shape, you want to have better health, you have to surround yourself with those who have the same objectives and the same vision as you as well. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnah wa nafa'ani wa yakum bima feehima min al-ayati wal hikmah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام informed us that we have three main opportunities in Ramadan to have all of our sins forgiven. Each one of the hadith starts off with the same thing. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, whoever prays the month of Ramadan, meaning the tarawih prayer, the congregation prayers, he prays during the month of Ramadan with the congregation. And whoever, man qama laylatul qadr, whoever prays the night of Laylatul Qadr. He's standing in prayer during the night of Laylatul Qadr. Three opportunities. What happens? But what do you have to do to get this opportunity, first of all? He said, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. That is, all of his sins will be forgiven. But before that, what does it say in the hadith? That whoever does this iman and wahtisaban, he does it through his iman, his faith, and through his ihtisab, wanting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens in return? And what is this hadith teaching us? This hadith is training us that if you want something, that you have to go out and you have to strive for it. The ihtisab, it's not just amani, false hopes. I hope Allah forgives me for that. You have to go out and work for it. You have to make sure you get up and you pray. You pray with the imam until he finishes. You come for the qiyam. You pray as much as you can. You strive during the last 10 nights to make sure you're praying during Laylatul Qadr. You have to work for it. And this is training us to work and to strive for change in all aspects of our life throughout the year as well. Ramadan is an opportunity for change. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith, "Man hurima khayruhu faqad hurim." That whoever is not successful in getting the khayr, the good that comes in this month, then he is truly the one who is lost. And he told us in the other hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, "Raghim anf imrin, dakhla alayhi Ramadan, wa lam yughfar lahu." That may he be humiliated. May he be humiliated, the one who Ramadan enters and his sins are not forgiven. Why? Because he didn't take the advantage of the opportunity that he had to change and to have his sins forgiven. If we really want to change, and we want to be better as Muslims, and better in all aspects of our life, we have to strive and we have to start with pure intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even our worldly affairs. Even in your worldly affairs, when you want to become better and you want Allah to be pleased with you. I want to be an engineer or a doctor and I want Allah to be pleased with me because I perfect what I do as a Muslim. Look at the reward that you'll be getting. I want to be a better Muslim. I want to set a better example for my ummah, for this great religion that I follow. And you strive for it. What's going to happen when you strive for it? And I promised in the beginning, for those of you who were paying attention, that I would mention an ayah. What we get in return when we strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told us, and look at this beautiful ayah, subhanAllah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That those who strive for us, Allah says, indeed, surely, I will guide him to my ways. You want to follow the straight path? Strive for Allah and Allah will show you to the straight path. And what does Allah say in the end of the verse? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And indeed, Allah will be with the doers of good. Allah will be there for you. Allah will assist you. Allah will help you. All you have to do is start. Have the intention. And then strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change it, to become better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you and He will be there for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from those who strive for positive change in all the aspects of our life during this blessed month. And may He make us from those who take advantage of this opportunity. Because my dear brothers, the reality is, how many of our brothers and sisters who were fasting with us last year, they're not here this year. So the opportunity is here. We still have half of the month to go. So let's make the best of it.